Good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. So we get set for non-conference volleyball tonight between the Dort College Defenders and the Viterbo V-Hawks. Viterbo hails out of the North Star Conference. They're from La Crosse, Wisconsin, and they come into today's contest undefeated. And as we anticipated, the number one team in the country. They're coached by Ryan DeLong. Oddly enough, here's your factoid for tonight and for this week. The Dort College Defenders will be playing the number one and number two teams in the country this week as Midland moved up to the number two spot over the weekend. As they stayed unbeaten, Dort College moved up one spot to number 13. So Dort College, an opportunity to possibly make some amends from earlier this season when they lost to Northwestern and Jamestown in back-to-back matches. So this week, Dort College taking on the number one and number two teams in the country, respectively, in Viterbo and Midland. Viterbo is 26-0 this season, 5-0 in the North Star. The V-Hawks were NAI National Championship semifinalists in 2014. They started that season 17-1 before finishing the year 39-9. Dort College is the third GPAC team to face the La Crosse, Wisconsin-based school as Viterbo made a trip to Northwest Iowa in mid-September and beat Morningside 3-0 and Northwestern 3-1. The V-Hawks are averaging 14.1 kills per set with a 254 kill efficiency, and they limit teams to 8.7 kills and an 093 kill efficiency. Natalie Geidel is averaging 3.8 kills with a 399 kill efficiency. Sarah Biermeyer is good for 3.13 kills per contest. Sierra Scow puts down 1.97 kills with a 248 kill efficiency. Amelia Gron is running the offense and puts up 10.9 assists with 1.1 kills, and she gets to 2.1 digs per outing. Jennifer Krenzi leads the team with 5.8 digs, and she also has 32 ace serves. Dort College enters the match with a 16-3 record, an 8-1 GPAC mark. The Defenders have won three matches in a row after back-to-back losses to Northwestern and Jamestown. Dort College is averaging 13.8 kills per set for the 256 kill efficiency. Brooke Ranstra leads the team with 3.4 kills and a 371 kill efficiency, 2.2 digs. Haley Moss is putting down 2.6 kills with a 296 kill efficiency. Emma Altman's kill average is 2.5. Elizabeth Keel is at 1.8. And Jamie Gasing puts up 10.6 assists per contest. She's second on the team with 21 service aces and 2.6 digs per set. Summer Jansen tops the team with 4.94 digs per set. Jill Scouten gets 1.8 digs per contest. Viterbo faced St. Ambrose on Saturday, had no trouble with the Bees, 25-10, 25-10, 25-13. Dort College defeated Doan on Saturday, 25-21, 25-15, 24-26, and 25-16. We are underway with volleyball. Viterbo on their first attack and hitting it wide and out of bounds out of the middle was Amelia Gron. Gron with the set, and Viterbo unable to capitalize on their first attack. Dort College attacking. Here's the set over to Granstra. Block at the net. Covered by Dort College and Drake. Set over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Dort College leads 2-0 after the Haley Moss kill. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Served by Gasing, controlled by Viterbo. Set goes to the middle and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Natalie Geidel. Geidel hits it wide, and that is the second attack where she has gone wide. That was Geidel who had the attack error on the first attack of the contest. Dort College with service controlled again by Viterbo. Set goes right side over high hands, controlled by Dort College and Jansen. Set outside Horstman. Horstman banks it off the top of the block, controlled by the V-Hawks. Set goes to Geidel in the middle, controlled by Viterbo off the block. Set goes outside, roll shot saved by Jansen, controlled by Gasing. Gets it over to Moss. Moss off the tape, hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Viterbo. So Moss with an attack error, and the Dort College Defenders lead 3-1 in set number one. 3-1 our score. Serving for Viterbo is Jess Jurdy. Jurdy with serve, taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasing, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra over the top of the block, controlled by Viterbo. Bump set middle, controlled by Viterbo. Passed over the net, Drake to Gasing. Gasing outside Horstman. Horstman off the block and down. And Viterbo averages two blocks per contest. That time the block put up by Geidel. And the Dort College Defenders lead 3-2. 3-2 our score. Jurdy with service. We got started just a little bit earlier than normal. Low hard serve controlled by Dort College. Comes over to Moss. Moss through the block and the kill. Haley Moss with the kill on the slide out of the middle, and the Dort College Defenders lead 4-2. Moss with her second kill this evening. Serving for the defenders will be Brooke Granstra. So you go Gasink and Granstra back-to-back in the service area. Tipped over the block, and with the tip and the kill, the Viterbo V-Hawks and Natalie Geidel averaging 3.8 kills per contest. That time she mishit it, and the Dort College defenders caught looking at each other as the ball dropped to the floor. Serving for Viterbo will be Gabby Gomez. Gomez with service. Gomez serves, sideline is wide and out of bounds, point Dort College. So a service error by Gomez. Dort College leads 5-3. About a 300-mile trip today for Viterbo. The early start time to allow them to get on the road back home a little bit sooner. Similar to what Dort College did with Jamestown a couple of weeks ago. Dumped over the net and the kill for Amelia Gron. Gron with the kill. And the Dort College defenders lead 5-4. So Viterbo whittling away at what was a three-point lead. They've got it down to one now. 5-4 our score. Serving the libero, Jennifer Krentz. Controlled by Dort College. Bump set, Gasink over to Moss. Moss off high hand, saved by Granster. Now joust at the net, and one out by Biermeier. And Biermeier wins out on the joust at the net with Haley Moss, and we have our first tie of the contest at 5-5. 5-5 our score. Still serving is the libero, Krentz. Taken by Dort College, Gasink, quick set, tip, middle, Keel, unable to put it down, attacking Viterbo through the block, and we've got a player in the net. It's either Keel or Moss, and that's going to be a kill for Viterbo. And I'm going to credit Biermeier with that kill. So Biermeier with back-to-back kills, Viterbo with their first lead of the contest at 6-5. Granster an overpass, and it's put away by Biermeier. Biermeier puts away the overpass. Three straight kills for Biermeier. Biermeier averaging 3.1 kills per set, so she's almost at her set average already in just the last three attacks. Krentz serving again. Taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing. Gasing shoots it outside Altena. Altena through the block, controlled by Viterbo. V-Hawks pass it over the net. Biermeier, free ball Dort College. Jansen back over to Gasing. Gasing quick attack, Keel. Keel unable to put it down, pushed up to the net. Biermeier blocked at the net, point Dort College. Moss and Keel teaming up for the block on Biermeier. And the Dort College lead, the Viterbo lead is down to 7-6. 7-6 our score, serving is Jill Scouten. So Scouten trying to tie it up at sevens, catches the tape, lines over. Biermeier into the block, point Dort College. Again the block put up by the defenders. This time it's Keel and Gasink teaming up, and we're tied up 7-7. 7-7 our score. Set number one of this best of five battle. Scouten down the line, controlled by Viterbo. They'll attack, slide right side, block at the net. Altena. Altena puts the block up on Alyssa Herman, point Dort College. The last 3 points for Dort College have come off of blocks, and the defenders lead it now 8-7 after trailing by two. Serving is Scouten. Scouten again, serve controlled by Viterbo, V-Hawks. They set back to Scow. Scow over the block, saved by Gasink. Keel will throw it up over to Altena. Altena backhands it over, controlled by Viterbo. No, free ball Dort College. Gasink back over to Keel. Keel blocked at the net, point Viterbo. 8-8 our score. Last 4 points now have been scored off of blocks. Three by Dort College, one by the V-Hawks. Serving for Viterbo, Gron. Short serve, pushed over the nets. That was Altena, able to keep it in play. Set right side over the top of the block and hitting it long and out of bounds is Emily Wiersma. Wiersma hits it long, and the Dort College defenders retake the lead on the attack error by Wiersma. Serving for the defenders is Aubrey Drake. Drake with service, and her serve catches the tape, rolls over, controlled by Viterbo, set to the middle, and the kill out of the middle for Herman. Alyssa Herman ties it up at 9-9. 9-9 our score, serving for the V-Hawks will be Bailey Gross. Gross with service. And Gross's serve taken by Drake, saved by Granstra, kept it alive. Here's Altena attacking, and Altena blocked at the net, point Viterbo. Altona got blocked. The ball very nearly went out of bounds on the opposite sideline, but it stayed on the red. Point, Vihawks. Vihawks with service, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, sets over to Granster, roll shot, saved by Krentz, controlled by Viterbo, backhanded over, Viterbo recovers, set goes to the middle, and a tipper on the block for the kill is Herman. Herman with her second kill. Viterbo, a fast attack, and the Dort College defenders will have to deal with that. Three straight points now by the Vihawks. It's 11-9 for the number one team in the country. Bailey Gross with service. Gross's serve, taken by Jansen. Dort College busted play, passed over the net by Altena. Short shot, now an overpass. Altena with the kill on the return. Emma Altena with the kill, and for Emma Altena, she gets the point, and the Dort College defenders back to within a point at 11-10. I have Dort College with just three kills thus far here in set number one. Set goes to the middle, saved by Scouten, up and over. Here comes Viterbo reloading. Off high hand, saved by Jansen, kept alive by Gasing, pushed over the net by Granstra. Short shot, controlled by the Vihawks. Set to the right side, and a kill for Wiersma from the right side, her first. Wiersma with the kill, and the Dort College defenders trail 12-10. Serving is Mulcahy. Mulcahy, 19A serves this season. Her jump serve, taken by Drake. Thrown up outside to Horstman. Horstman off high hands, controlled by the Vihawks. Set backside, Wiersma. Wiersma blocked at the net by Horstman. Point Dort College. Dort College down a point at 12-11. Serving for the defenders now will be Jamie Gasing. Gasing with service. And a low hard serve controlled by Viterbo. Down ball, saved by Jansen. Too close to that. And we've got a back row attack called on Jamie Gasing. Gasing trying to keep that ball on Dort College's side of the net, unable to do so. And Viterbo gets the point on the back row attack. So an attack error by the defenders. It's 13-11, Dort College down by two. Serving for the Vihawks is Jess Jurdy. Jurdy served, taken by Drake, passes it to Gasing, comes back right side, Granster blocked at the net, saved by Gasing on the cover, gets it back over to Horstman, off speed, dumped over the net, saved by Dort College. Drake pumps it back up over to Moss. Moss passes it over the net, free ball, here comes Viterbo, set right side, blocked at the net, but into the antenna, and Geidel will get credit for the kill. Geidel with the kill, and Viterbo has opened up a three-point lead, 14-11. Serving for the Vihawks is Jurdy. Jurdy with service. Controlled by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Bump set over to Horstman. Horstman off the tape. Overpass now, Moss. Moss hits it long and out of bounds. Point, Viterbo. And off the attack, Dort College is forced to call a timeout, trailing 15-11. Timeout on the floor, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Viterbo, 15-11 here in set number one. Serving for the Vihawks will be Jess Jurdy. Jurdy with service. So Jurdy's low hard serve taken by Dort College, and Jansen gets it over to Gasing, sets outside Horstman. Horstman banks it over the block for the kill. Horstman with the kill. And for Jenna, that is her first kill this evening. Dort College capitalizing on some early attack errors. Granstra serve taken by Krentz, controlled by Viterbo, set right side, cross court, and a kill for Geidel. Geidel with her third kill. Now you're going to have to deal with a couple of big guns for Viterbo. Geidel with three kills per contest, over three kills per contest, nearly four. Biermeier with just over three kills per contest as well. Those two playing opposite each other, and they get the bulk of the sets. Tipped over the net by Keel, controlled by Viterbo. Viterbo right side, and hitting it long and out of bounds is Geidel. Point Dort College. Dort College back to within three at 16-13. After the attack error by Geidel. Geidel on the attack, slide to the right, hit it long and out of bounds. Stork College with service. Abby Palomo with serve. Palomo floater controlled by Viterbo. And going cross court, finding the sideline for the kill is Biermeier. Biermeier with her fourth kill. Keep in mind, these are unofficial stats. I keep courtside. Stork College trailing 17-13. Serving again for Viterbo is Jennifer Krentz. Krentz served, taken by Dort College. Giesing throws it outside. Alton over the kill. Emma Alton over their second kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 17-14. Alton keeps getting better and better through this freshman campaign. Serving for the defenders will be Scouten, controlled by Viterbo. Bump set. Pushed over the net, free ball Dort College. Scouten, Gasing, Gasing back set, Keel. Keel off high hands, Viterbo scrambling, and they'll get to it, but unable to pass it over the net. Dort College with a point. Keel will get credit for the kill, her first kill this evening, and the Dort College defenders trail 17-15. Serving for the defenders is Scouten to the sideline. Too close to take, Viterbo goes after it. Now mistimed on the quick attack. Alyssa Herman unable to keep it in play, and the Dort College defenders back to within a point at 17-16. Jill Scouten with service. Scouten, low hard serve taken by Viterbo. Set goes to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Herman. Herman, her third kill. So for the moment, Viterbo maintains control, 18-16. Serving is Amelia Gron. Gron serve short, ace. And just like that, it's back to a three-point advantage, and Dort College needs this point. Gron with her first ace. That's the first ace by either team. Gron to the back row. Take it by Jansen overhand. Comes back over to Keel. Keel roll shot. Saved by Krantz. Here comes Viterbo. Comes back outside, and a block put up by Gasing. Point Dort College, and they get the point they had to have. Now you're back to within two, and you have service. Couldn't afford to fall down by four at this point. Aubrey Drake with service. Got to get a back-to-back, at least back-to-back points here and give yourself a shot. Drake with serve. Jump serve taken by Krentz. Controlled by Viterbo. Set goes to the middle, and there's a kill for Herman. Herman her fourth. Well, Viterbo flexing their muscle at the net. Dort College has to come up with an answer. Trailing 2017 are the defenders. Serving for Viterbo is Bailey Gross. Gross to line it up. She sends it over. Controlled by Dort College and Scouten. Gasing. Quick attack. Granstra. Granstra with the swing and the kill. Granstra with the kill. Dort College back to within 2 points. For Brooke, that's her first kill unofficially. Serving is Jansen. Well, now you're an ace serve from getting to within one. And an ace serve for Jansen. Jansen with an ace. And for Jansen, Summer Jansen, her ninth ace serve of the season. See if she's got another one in her. Short serve. Taken by Krentz. She takes over in the back row. Set goes outside over the top of the block and the kill. Sierra Scow with a kill. So Scow with the kill. It's 21-19. Viterbo in front. V-Hawks have service. 21-19 our score. Serving is Mulcahy. Mulcahy's serve. Knuckleball taken by Drake. Gasing bump set to Horstman. Horstman did catch a blocker. It did not. Point Viterbo. So an attack error by Horstman. And the Dort College defenders are forced to use their second timeout. Timeout number two. Dort College trails 22-19. Back with more after this.
A digital...
Today's broadcast made possible in part by grants from the following businesses. They include the Van Engelen Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Aaron Mulcahy with serve, taken by Dort College. Drake, slide right side, Granstra, Granstra kill. Brooke Granstra goes up unblocked on the right side, racing over there to get the kill. And the Dort College defenders back to within a deuce at 22-20. Serving for the defenders will be Gasink. Jamie Gasink. Floater controlled by Viterbo. Set right side, Wiersma. Wiersma blocked at the net. Point Dort College and Horstman. So Dort College with a block on Wiersma. Viterbo wants a timeout. Both teams have both used both of their timeouts. 22-21, North College down a point with service. We'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where Values Matter, member FDIC. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore, with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. 22-21, Dort College down a point. Giesink served down the line. It might be an ace. It is an ace. We're tied up 22-all. Giesink serves it down the right sideline, and Viterbo unable to handle it cleanly. So Dort College with their second ace serve of the evening. Viterbo, a tip, and a kill for Wiersma. Wiersma goes up and redirects it just enough and gives her team a 23-22 lead. 23-22, Viterbo with service. This is Jurdy. Jurdy served down the line, taken by Drake. Giesink got a hand on it, backhanded over by Granstra. Now Moss. Moss roll shot controlled by Viterbo. Viterbo attacking cross court, dug by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesink. Outside Horstman. Horstman through the block and the kill. I didn't see the opening, but Horstman did, and Horstman knots it up at 23-all. Jenna Horstman with her second kill, and the North College defenders tied up 23-23. Serving is Granstra. Granstra to the back line, serves it long and out of bounds, and now Viterbo is on set point. So a service error by the defenders, and now Viterbo in position to hold on for the win. Gabby Gomez with service. So Gomez to serve. Gomez, low hard serve taken by Jansen, overhand. Keel blocked at the net, saved by Jansen, overhand. Outside it goes Horstman. Horstman around the block. Now a joust at the net, saved by Giesink. Gets it over to Keel, throws it outside Moss. Moss banks it off of the block for the kill. our score. Moss ties it up. Now Abby Palomo with service for the defenders. Palomo with serve, jump serve to the back line. Taken by Viterbo, set goes to the middle, and a power tip. And Geidel gets the kill. Viterbo right on the ragged edge for a lift right there, I would say. And not going to get that call right now. Jennifer Krentz with service. Krentz serve, taken by Jansen, saved by Altena. Gets it back up over to Moss. Moss tips back corner. Here comes Viterbo. Viterbo on the attack. Set goes outside. Blocked at the net. Tied up. 25-all. A block put up by the defenders. We're knotted at 25. Serving is Scouten. Jill Scouten with service. Low hard serve controlled by Viterbo. V-Hawks attacking through the block. Saved by Dort College. Here's your chance. Jansen, Giesink. Giesink, Altena. Altena, kill! Emma Altena with the kill. Her third this evening, and now Dort College serving for the set. 26-25. Serving again for the defenders will be Scouten. Scouten's floater. Backline taken by Krentz. Here comes Viterbo. Tip covered by Jansen. You got a chance. Set middle quick. Keel blocked at the net. Pushed back over by Altena. Saved by Dort College. Passed over the net by Grant. Well, it's passed over the net by the Dort College defenders. And then it's pushed back. And it was in on the back line. Dort College and Grant and Viterbo tied up 26-all. Catches the tape, taken by Skelton, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing for the dump, controlled by James, by Viterbo. Viterbo, the attack, saved by Granster, gets it back over to Gasing. Gasing blocked at the net, and the Dort College defenders surrender the point on the block. Dort College wanted the point, and the line judge got it right at 26-25. Now Viterbo threatening to steal set one after Dort College was on set point. Set outside Altena. Altena off high hands, saved by Viterbo. Viterbo on the attack, through the block and a kill. From the right side was Wiersma. Wiersma gets the kill. And the Dort College defenders lose set one by a final of 28-26. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College loses set one by a final of 28-26. Let's take a look at the numbers through the first set. Dort College hit for a 0.71 kill efficiency, 11 kills, 8 errors, 42 total attacks. Viterbo 17-11 and 44 for 136. Dort College was led by Emma Altena and Haley Moss with 3 kills apiece. 2 kills each for Jenna Horstman and Brooke Granstra. And for Elizabeth Keel, she had 1. Alyssa Herman had a team-high 5 in set 1. Natalie Goodell had 4. 3 for Emily Wiersma. Other notable statistics. Viterbo 1, service ace, Dort College 2. 13 digs for the defenders, 17 for Viterbo. 4 points on blocks for Viterbo, 7 for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, when I watched it in real time, I thought the call was accurate on the back line. On that line call where Dort College was serving for the set. As I watch it on replay by virtue of our web stream, I'm not as certain. Obviously not high quality, or not as high quality as you would like, and bodies in the way. So for the time being, we'll just simply say Dort College had a chance and was unable to convert. And Jenna Horstman goes after an overpass, tries to put it down, and hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Viterbo on the attack error by the defenders. Horstman gives Viterbo a 1-0 lead. 1-0 our score, Krentz with service. Krentz serve taken by Granstra, passed over to Gasing, comes outside Horstman. Horstman blocked at the net, saved by the defenders, pushed over the net, back line, saved by Krentz. Now blocked at the net. Was Goodell set outside, off high hands controlled by Dort College. Outside it goes Horstman, blocked at the net. Horstman picks it out, covers it herself, back over to Granstra. Granstra kill. Granstra with the kill. For Brooke, that's kill number 3. Serving for the defenders now will be Granstra. Granstra, serve controlled by Viterbo, set right side of Wiersma, over the block, saved by Granstra, gets it to Gasing, comes back over to Keel, and Gasing not quite on the same page there, ball ends up over the top of Keel's attack, point Viterbo. So an attack error by the defenders, and the Dort College defenders trail 2-1. 2-1 our score, serving for Viterbo is Jurdy. Jurdy served down the line, taken by Dort College. Set goes outside Horstman. Horstman through the block, kill. So Horstman records the kill. Jenna Horstman with her 3rd kill. And we're tied up at 2-2. Had several ties in set number 1 before Viterbo finally won at 28-26. Viterbo attacking, set right side, Goodell. Goodell blocked at the net, point Dort College. So a block put up by the defenders. Dort College with service. This is Granster. Low hard serve taken by Krentz. Set goes to the middle. Goodell. Goodell with a kill. Yeah. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Viterbo with service, taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing, slide, back set this time to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. So a block put up by Viterbo on Haley Moss, and Viterbo takes a 4-3 lead. 4-3 our score. Set number one, neither team led by more than three. Dort College led by three early. Viterbo led by three, much of the middle part of set number one. Viterbo with the four hits, actually couldn't get a pass over the net. Busted play, one of the few times we've seen that here in this first one set plus. And now the Beehawks set to receive serve from Jill Scouten. Scouten floater, back line, taken by the Beehawks. Set goes right side, and it's put up right on the net. And Geidel is blocked at the net, point Dort College. Geidel didn't have any angle to work with, and Dort College took the angle away. It was Altena and Keel, I believe, getting the block put up. Scouten with service. Taken by Viterbo, back. Well, they have to bump set it, and Krantz has to throw it over. Free ball, Dort College. Gasing tries to dump it over, back line, covered by Krantz. Outside set, saved by Granstra, got her hands up. Set goes outside Altena. Altena loads up for the kill. Emma Altena with the kill. Dort College leads 6-4. Altena with her fourth kill unofficially. 6-4 the score, Dort College leading by two. Dort College lost set one by two, 28-26. Now dumped over the net by the setter. Getting that down is Gron. Gron with her second kill. Gets her team back to within 1 point at 6-5. 6-5 the score. Serving is Mulcahy. Mulcahy with the jump serve taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside Altena. Altena down the line and another kill. Emma Altena with the kill. And the Dort College defenders with five kills from Emma Altena tonight. 7-5, Dort College by two. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Drake, the freshman from Rock Island, Illinois, serving. And Drake's floater taken by the Beehawks. Dumped over the net, covered by Jansen. Got it over to Gasing. Back over to Altena. Blocked at the net, saved by him. Dort College, and Drake's going to be called for a double contact. Scouten got an arm on it initially, but was unable to get it high enough for Drake to have a true chance to get that set up. Gron with service. That means three attackers in the front row for Viterbo. And an overpass, and putting it away is Herman. Herman with her sixth kill, and we're tied up 7-7. 7-7 our score. Dort and Viterbo, set number two. Taken by Dort College. Gasing back over to Granstra. Granstra with the kill. Granstra records the kill. Brooke with her fourth kill. And the Dort College defenders lead 8-7. Serving is Jansen. Jansen, low hard serve, controlled by Viterbo. Set outside. Saved by Horstman, up and over. Krentz with a pass to Gron. Gron sets middle, and a kill out of the middle for Herman. Herman with her seventh kill. So Herman records her seventh kill. We're tied up at 8-8. Tie number six of set number two. Viterbo leading. One set to nothing. And the serve is long and out of bounds by Viterbo's Bailey Gross. Point Dort College, and the defenders are back in front by a point. 9-8. 9-8 our score. Serving is Gasing. Gasing down the line, controlled by Viterbo. Beehawks attacking. Right side Herman. Herman blocked at the net. Viterbo reloads. Wiersma again over the net. Free ball, Dort College. Gasing, quick attack. Granstra kill. Got to make some hay right here if you're Dort College. Granstra in the front row has a good matchup. And the defenders lead it 10-8. 10-8 our score. Floater back line taken by Krentz. Outside set. Through the block for the kill is Sierra Sko. Sko makes it a one-point ball game. 10-9, Dort College in front. So Sko with the kill. Krentz with service. So Krentz will line it up and send it over with her team. Up by one, 10-9. Taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing. Back over to Moss, blocked at the net. Covered by Horstman overhand. Passed over the net by Jansen, controlled by Dorkalich. Passed over the net, and now Viterbo on the attack for the quick kill. Out of the middle, that is Geidel. Geidel ties it up at 10. 10-10 our score. Dorkalich had a little momentum. Viterbo has taken him back. Geidel with service. Taken by Jansen. Bump set. Gasing back over to Granstra. Granstra with the kill. Granstra records the kill. She's got six. 11-10, Dort College. Leading by a point. Serving is Granstra. Granstra, low hard serve controlled by Viterbo. Pushed over the net by Geidel. Back attacking, down the line and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Sierra Sko, Point Dort College. So Sko with an attack error. 12-10 Dort College. Leading by two. Serve controlled by Viterbo. Back set to Wiersmo, blocked at the net, covered by Krentz. Off the block, Dort College attacking, Gasing back over to Horstman. Horstman blocked at the net. Point Viterbo. Turbo. 12-11 our score. And Viterbo serves down the line. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing. Set it to Keel. Keel got blocked. We're tied up 12-12. Back-to-back points off of blocks for Viterbo. And serving for Viterbo is Jess Jurdy. Jurdy, short serve. Taken by Dort College. Comes outside Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman records the kill. She's got four. And serving for the defenders is Paloma. Short serve controlled by Viterbo. Set outside. And a block put up that time on the attack by Sko, Point Dort College. Moss puts the block up along with Keel. And the Dort College defenders back in front by two, 14-12. Jump serve by Paloma, controlled by Viterbo. Set goes to the middle, Geidel. Geidel over high hands, controlled by the defenders. Alton over the roll shot, saved by Krentz. Back set, Geidel. Geidel through the block, taken by Granstra. Slide to Moss. Moss tip, controlled by Krentz. Krentz comes back over to Sko. Sko over to the top of the block. Dort College covers it. Comes back over to Alton. Alton over the kill. Alton over the kill. Emma Alton over their sixth kill. And the Dort College defenders lead at 15-12 in set number two. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College with a 15-12 lead in set number two. Fast-moving match thus far. We haven't had a ton of long rallies. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Pulling, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Serving for the defenders will be Paloma. Abby Paloma with serve into the net, point Viterbo. So Paloma with a service error. After the Viterbo timeout, they've got one remaining. Dort College has both of their timeouts left. Serving is Gabby Gomez for Viterbo. Taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasing, comes back over to Keel. Keel tips back corner, kill. Keel tipped it to the back corner and caught the red. I believe that's her second kill this evening. And the Dort College lead is 16-13 in set two. Serving is Scouten. Side spin controlled by Viterbo. Set outside and down the line for the kill is Biermeier. Biermeier with her fifth kill. So Biermeier with a kill. Dort College leading 16-14, serving for Viterbo is Mulcahy. Mulcahy serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Keel to Gasink. Gasink, Altina. Altina with another kill. Keep going to her till they stop her. Altina with her seventh kill tonight. And the Dort College defenders lead at 17-14. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Drake with serve. Dort College by three. And the serve controlled by Viterbo. They'll attack left side, and getting the kill is Biermeier, but we have a player in the net for Viterbo. An attack error by Viterbo, and this is the biggest lead of the ball game for either team. 4 points, 18-14. Dort College leading 18-14, serving is Aubrey Drake. Drake serve, jump serve, back row, and it's just off of the back line, out of bounds, point Viterbo. So a service error by Drake gives Viterbo back a point at 18-15. And Viterbo with serve, taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasink, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Granstra sprinting to the pin and putting it away from the right side on that slide. Dort College leading 19-15. Serving is Jansen. Jansen, low hard serve controlled by Viterbo over the block, and hitting it long and out of bounds is Biermeier. Dort College leads 20-15. 20-15, our score, Dort College by five. Serving again is Jansen. Jansen, floater, back line, off of the back line, out of bounds, point, Viterbo. Well, Dort College now with a 4-point lead, 20-16. Can you side out and even up the match? Serving for Viterbo is Gross. Gross is served, back line, and she gives Dort College a point on the service error. Ryan DeLong on the Viterbo bench, not pleased with that service. Controlled by Krentz for Viterbo. Granstra puts the block up in the middle on Alyssa Herman, point Dort College. And the defenders lead 22-16. Timeout, Viterbo. Dort College up six. Set number two trying to even the match up at one set apiece. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 22-16, our score. Dort College leading by six. Set number two. Viterbo has used their second timeout. Dort College still has both of theirs. Serving for the defenders is Gasink. Gasink with service, controlled by Viterbo. Set right side, Wiersma, blocked at the net, covered by the V-Hawks. Set goes outside over the top of the block, saved by the defenders. Gasink, quick attack, grand stroke kill. Defenders are clicking right now. Granstra with, by my count, six kills here in set number two. Serve long by Gasink, point V-Hawks. So Gasink sent it long. Jamie unable to keep it in play. And the V-Hawks have service. This is Krentz. Krentz, jump serve, taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasink. Gasink outside Horseman. Horseman tools it over the block for the kill. So Horstman with the kill for Jenna. That is her fifth kill. And the Dort College defenders now serving for the set, and a 1-1 tie in this match. Knuckleball serve controlled by Viterbo. Pushed to the sideline, saved by Jansen, unable to keep it in play. As she sends it up over the net and out of bounds. Point Viterbo. And we're back at set point. So Viterbo gets the point. It's 24-18, Dort College. Serve taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gasink. Comes back over to Keel. Keel off high hands, controlled by Viterbo. Down ball off high hands, controlled by Granstra. Gets it back over to Keel. Keel bangs it off the top of the block. Dort College is going to have to find something else. And there they get a block. Keel puts up the block in the middle. There's her forte. And the Dort College defenders lead a win, 25-18. in set number two. We're tied one set apiece. We head to set number three. We'll be back with set number three in just a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Viterbo limited to 8 kills, 8 errors, and 34 total attacks in set 2. Dort College 14-5 and 30. Dort College hitting 167 for the match. Viterbo 077. Dort College led by Brooke Granster with 8 kills. Emma Altena with 7. 5 for Jenna Horstman. 3 for Haley Moss. 2 for Elizabeth Keel. 23 assists for Jamie Gaysink thus far. For Viterbo, Alyssa Herman and Natalie Geidel with 7 kills each. 4 for Sarah Biermeyer. 3 each for Sierra Skoe and Emily Wiersma. 19 assists for Gron through 2 sets. Jennifer Krentz with 12 digs. 11 digs for Summer Jansen. 7 blocks for Viterbo as a team. Dort College with 12. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Set number three set to begin shortly. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Set into the middle, and Geidel puts it away. Geidel with a kill. Viterbo leads 1-0. Geidel with her 7th kill. Came in averaging 3.8 kills per contest. She was held relatively in check in set number 2 with just 2 kills, I believe. Set outside Horstman. Horstman through the block for the kill. Jenna Horstman with the kill, and Jenna Horstman records her 6th kill, the senior from Pella, Iowa. Serving for the defenders will be Granstra, the junior. Lines it up, sends it over. Short serve controlled by Viterbo. Set goes to the middle. Power tip taken by Skoe, controlled by Jansen. Back it goes, Granstra. Tips over the net, saved by Viterbo. Gron with the set to Geidel. Geidel mistimes her jump. And an attack error by Viterbo. And Dort College leads 2-1. 2-1 our score. Granstra. Low hard serve, nearly an ace. Viterbo, nice recovery. Set Geidel. Geidel hits it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. Point Dort College. Back-to-back attack errors by Geidel. Dort College leading 3-1. 3-1 our score. Serving again will be Granstra. The junior from Sioux Center serves it into the net. Dort College leads 3-2. 3-2 our score. So Dort College up a point, serving is Skoe. Skoe, serve, taken by Keel, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back to Moss. Moss tips back corner, saved by Skoe. Set goes outside. Down the line for the kill is Biermeyer. Biermeyer with a 6th kill. We're tied 3-3. 3-3 our score, tie number 2 of set number 3. Tied up one set apiece. Taken by Jansen, no. Overpass, here comes Viterbo. Set Geidel, Geidel kill. Geidel with another kill, and for Geidel, that's her 8th. And the Dort College defenders trail 4-3, 3 straight by Viterbo. Serve taken by Jansen, gets it to Gaysink, kept alive, pushed over the net by Moss, one-arm stab style. Tipped over the net by Gron, controlled by Dort College. Back set, right side Moss, Moss off the block. And Viterbo able to send it back over, tipped over the net by Keel, saved by Viterbo. And it's 5-3. 5-3 our score. Sierra Skoe with the service. Taken by Horstman. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink back over to Horstman. Horstman down the line. near the bench area, kept alive by Viterbo, passed over the net, free ball to Orcalich. Moss to Gasing, Gasing to Moss, Moss kill. 5-4, Orcalich, down a point, serving is Paloma. Abby Paloma with service. She with 10 aces this season. That floater taken by Viterbo. V-Hawks attacking out of the middle. Guidel. Guidel with a kill. Well, it appears to me Viterbo has made a concerted effort to get Guidel back involved. She has 9 kills now. And the Dork College defenders trail 6-4. Serving is Jennifer Krentz. Krentz with a jump serve by the libero. Taken by Moss. Gets it to Gasing. Comes outside Altena. Altena banks it off of the block for the kill, and they can't get it closed. Altena with another kill. For Emma, that is her 8th kill. And the North College defenders trail 6-5 in set number 3. We're tied 1 set apiece. Serving is Scouten. Low hard serve. Set outside. Unable to put it away was Biermeier. North College attacking. Gasing to the sideline for the kill. Gasing records the kill on the shot to the sideline. That's Gasing's first kill this evening. She averages just under 1 kill per set. Scouting with serve. Controlled by Viterbo. No, overpass. Keel. They get it outside Altena. Altena roll shot. Here comes Viterbo. Set goes to the middle. Saved by Scouting. Another overpass on the save, and Herman puts it away. Her 8th. Herman with her 8th kill. Dort College trails 7-6. 7-6 our score. Gron with service. The 3 attackers in the front row for Viterbo. Off high hands, Keel with the kill. Elizabeth Keel with the kill, her 3rd. And the Dort College defenders have tied it up at 7-all. Serving again will be Aubrey Drake for Dort College. So Drake with service. Drake, floater, controlled by Viterbo. Pushed over the net by Wiersma. Wiersma is going to be called for being in the net. Point Dort College on the attack here by Wiersma. That set was too close to the net, and Wiersma ended up tangled up in the net. Dort College leads 8-7 in set number 3. 8-7 our score. Serving again is Drake, a freshman. Viterbo set for serve, receive. Low hard serve taken by Viterbo. Set goes to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Herman, her 9th. So Herman with the kill. She came in averaging 1.5 kills per contest. She's got 9 now. She's co-leader with Geidel. Bailey Gross with service. Taken by Scouten. Gets it to Gasing. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing. And under the net is Gron. Gron will be called for the violation as she comes under the net with players around her. And the Dort College defenders lead 9-8. Guess you'll have to call that a ball handling error technically. Jansen serve taken by Krentz. Outside. And the kill for Sierra Sko. Sko with her 3rd kill. We're tied 9-9. 9-9 the score. Serving is Mulcahy. Mulcahy serving. Mulcahy served, taken long, out of bounds, point, Dort College. So Mulcahy with a service error, point defenders. And the Dort College defenders lead 10-9, serving is Gasing. Viterbo set for serve, receive, short serve, controlled by Viterbo. Geidel blocked at the net. It's 11-9. As the ball drops to the floor, double contact called on Viterbo. Gasing serve, low hard serve, overpass. Moss tries to put it down, and it's called a back row attack on Gron. Dort College leads 12-9, so 3 unanswered by the defenders. So an attack here by Gron, and the Dort College defenders leading by 3. Set right side, Wiersma. Wiersma with the kill. Wiersma with another kill, and the Dort College defenders lead 12-10. Serving is Jess Jurdy. Jurdy with service. Jurdy short serve, taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink. Outside it goes Horstman. Horstman into the net, point Viterbo. So an attack error by Horstman, and just like that, Viterbo cuts the three-point lead down to one. Serving again for Viterbo is Jurdy. Dort College set for serve receive. Taken by Dort College. Gasink sets to Moss. Moss blocked at the net, point Viterbo. So the block ties it up at 12-12. Tie number six of set number three. Jurdy with service for the Beehawks. Serve taken by Drake. Gets it to Gasing. Back set. Granstra. Granstra blocked at the net. Dort College reloads. Down ball by Horstman. Controlled by Viterbo. Set goes to the middle. And around the block for the kill is Geidel. Geidel with her 10th kill. And Viterbo has just put together a four-point run. They lead 13-12. Jurdy still with service for Viterbo. 13-12 the score. Dort College down one. Serve taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Throws it outside Horstman. Horstman banks it off the block for the kill. We're tied 13-all. 13-13 our score. Granstra has serve. Taken by Jurdy. Gron sets it outside. Geidel unable to put it away off high hands. Jansen gets it back over to Horstman. Horstman with a swing. Saved by Viterbo. Passed over the net. Free ball to Dort College. Jansen, Gasing, quick attack. Middle keel. Keel block. Point Viterbo. Dort College did everything right there, I thought. They sped up their attack. They got a quick attack in the middle out of it, but it was right into the block. Not much room for Keel to work with that time, and Viterbo read it. Serving for the Beehawks is Sko. Sko serve, taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Gasing back over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net, point Viterbo. Back-to-back points on blocks by the Beehawks, and the Beehawks lead at 15-13. 15-13 our score. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by grants from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Serving for Viterbo is Sko. Sko, floater, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing throws it outside Horstman. Horstman power tip to the sideline, hits it wide and out of bounds, point Viterbo. Right idea, wrong execution. Viterbo has now scored 7 of the last 8 points, and they lead by 3. Roll shot by Keel, controlled by Viterbo. Beehawks attacking into the block. And it never made it over the net. Biermeyer is going to be called for an attack error as she hit it into the net. So Dort College needs to get on a roll here, trailing by a couple, 16-14. You've still got some time, but that window narrowing, tied one set apiece. Jump serve by Palama. Controlled by Viterbo. Viterbo over the top of the block and hitting it long over the back row is Sierra Sko. Sko attacking from behind the spike line. She's going to be called for an attack error. Didn't have much to work with there. And the Dort College defenders back to within a point at 16-15. Serve controlled by Viterbo. Beehawks attack. Set right side and a double contact called on Viterbo. We're tied 16-all. And Coach Ryan DeLong was calling for a double earlier. On the Dort College side, did not get the call, and now his center gets called for a double contact. And we're tied at 16-all. Timeout on the floor, charge to Viterbo. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're invested. 16-16 our score. Dort College and Viterbo. Set number three. Tied at one set apiece. Serving Port Orgullis is Abby Palama. Palama's service. And Palama's floater taken by Viterbo. Viterbo attacking. Over the top of the block, saved by Palama. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it out wide to Altano. Altano up high, hands in the kill. Just keep going to her. Altano with a kill. 9 kills for Altano. They have not been able to stop her this evening consistently. North College leads 17-16. Palama with service. My ideas always seem to work, though. Geidel with an attack out of the middle, and we're tied 17-all. That's the beauty of doing what I do. I'm undefeated. Geidel with a kill, her 11th, and the North College defenders. And Viterbo V-Hawks are knotted at 17-all. 17-17, our score. Controlled by Gasing. Gets it over to Moss. Moss with a swing. Controlled by Viterbo. Viterbo attacking through the box. Saved by Jansen. Comes back over to Gasing. Gasing to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Granstra with the kill. And the North College defenders lead 18-17. So another kill for Brooke Granstra. North College by a point. Scouting with serve, low hard serve, controlled by Viterbo. They'll set outside Biermeier. Biermeier off of the block, saved by Jansen, gets it to Gasing. Gasing tries to dump it over. Viterbo covers it back to Biermeier. Biermeier covered by Scouting on the tip. Back right side, Keel. Keel down the line, controlled by Viterbo, and a double contact called on Viterbo. Point, North College. Ball handling error called on Viterbo, and the North College defenders have service, leading by 2. Serving again is Scouten. Scouten serve, controlled by Viterbo. Down ball by Biermeier, saved by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing, shoots it out wide. Altano. Altano through the block, controlled by Viterbo. Dumped over the net, saved by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing, shoots it left side. Altano. Altano blocked at the net. Point, Viterbo. One of the few times Viterbo has been able to get a block up on Altano, but they do that time to record the point. 19-18. 19-18, our score. North College leading by a point. And the serve is wide and out of bounds by Amelia Gron, point defenders. So a service error by Gron. North College leading 20-18. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. North College and Viterbo tied one set apiece. And the serve by Drake is in the net, point Viterbo. Always got to score that last point. You always got to push through. There's no clock. You can't stall it out. And sometimes it gets a little difficult at the end of sets. North College leading 20-19 in set number 3. Serving again will be Bailey Gross. Gross serve. Taken by Skelton. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side. Granstra. Granstra off the block. Saved by Krantz. Attacking. Now pushed back over by Gasing. They'll set right side. Wiersma off high hands. And a kill for Wiersma. We're deadlocked 20-all. Wiersma with the kill, her 5th. 20-20, Dort College and Viterbo tied up set number 3. The winner takes a 2-1 match lead. Serve to the back line is long and out of bounds by Bailey Gross, point Dort College. So a service error by Gross. And the defenders have Summer Jansen serving. So Jansen with service. Jansen, low hard serve taken by the V-Hawks. Set right side, Wiersma. Cross court, kill. Wiersma coming up with a couple of kills here to keep her team right there. 6 kills for Wiersma. We're tied at 21-all. 21-21, our score. Serving is Mulcahy. Mulcahy serve taken by Jansen. Overhand, gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it outside to Horseman. Horseman off high hands, controlled by Viterbo. Set to the middle. Saved by North College on the attack by Geidel. Back over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing. Kill for Granstra. Granstra with the kill. She's got 10-2 here in set number 3. And the North College defenders lead 22-21. Serving is Gasing. Jamie Gasing with service. Jamie served down the line. Controlled by Viterbo. V-Hawks attacking, power tip, and it's off the back line and off the sideline and out of bounds. Point Viterbo. on the kill by Sko. Sko with the kill. 22-22 our score. Serve. Take it by Jansen, gets it over to Gason, comes middle, Granstra, Granstra with the swing and the kill. Granstra with the kill out of the middle, she's got 11. Dort College leads 23-22. The two teams trading points since it was Dort College up 21-20. It's now 23-22. Granstra serve, controlled by Viterbo. Set right side and hitting it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net on the attack by Geidel, and Dort College now on set point. Geidel with an attack error. Dort College serving for the set and a 2-1 match lead. Controlled by Viterbo. They'll pass it over the net. Here's your chance. Free ball. Jansen, Gasing, Gasing, Keel, Keel, back corner, kill! Dort College wins set 3, 25-22. 25-22, Dort College in front. A win set 3, 25-22. They lead in the match 2-1. If not for some, for close action at the end of set one, Dort College sweeps this match. But as it is, we head to set four. Dort College leading 2-1. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. And Elizabeth Keel kill finishes it for Dort College, and the defenders win set 25-22. Dort College for the match, a 159 kill efficiency, Viterbo 116, Viterbo 39 kills, 26 errors, 112 total attacks. Dort College 36-19-107. 35 assists for the defenders, 34 for Viterbo. 11 blocks for Viterbo, 13 for the defenders. Brooke Granster leads Dort College with 11 kills, 9 for Emma Altena, 7 for Jenna Horstman. Elizabeth Keel has 4 kills. Haley Moss has 4 kills. Jamie Gasing credited with 1 kill. Natalie Geidel has a match high 13 kill. She has a match high 13 kills, 10 errors, 31 total attacks. Alyssa Herman has 9 kills, 5 for Sierra Sko. 5 for Sarah Biermeyer. And 2 for the setter, Amelia Grand. No, she's only got 1. Ace serves. Viterbo has 1. Dort College has a pair. 37 digs for the defenders. 41 for Viterbo. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We head to set number 4. Dort College up 2-1. Viterbo won set 1, 28-26. Dort College wins sets 2 and 3, 25-18 and 25-22. Dort College comes from down 16-13. We were tied at 16, 17, 20, 21, 22 before 3 unanswered by the defenders on kills by Granstra and Keel, sandwiched around a Geidel attack error. And we head to set number 4 with Dort College and Viterbo. Dort College leading Viterbo and the Beehawks 2-1. Quick attack middle key of Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with the kill. Her 5th. And the Dort College defenders take the early 1-0 lead in set number 4. Serve to the back line is long and out of bounds by Granstra. So a service error by Granstra. And the Dort College defenders surrender service to Viterbo and Sierra Sko. Sko with service. Low hard serve taken by the defenders. Pushed over the net by Horstman. Horstman blocked at the net. Point Viterbo. So Viterbo with the block. Sierra Sko with serve. And Sko serves it into the net. We're tied 2-2. 2-2 our score. And serving for the defenders is Abby Palama. Palama, knuckleball, controlled by the Turbo. And out of the middle for the kill is Alyssa Herman. Herman with her 10th kill. Setting that all up was Jennifer Krentz with the first pass that was right on the money to the setter. Gron. Now Krentz with service, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gason, comes outside Alton. Alton over the swing. The Turbo scrambles, they get to it, passed over the net by Krentz, saved by Dort College and Granster, back to Gason. Gason back to Moss. Moss kill. Haley Moss with the kill. She's got six. Two right out of the chute to start set number four. Two of Dort College's 3 points coming off of kills by Moss. Scouting with serve, controlled by Viterbo. Set right side, Wiersma. Wiersma's attack, off high hands, kept alive by Jansen. Now down ball by Granstra, saved by Krentz. Gron with the set to the middle, Geidel. Geidel blocked at the net. Viterbo giving chase, unable to get to it. Was Krentz and Sko, and the Dort College defenders get a point on a block. 4-3, our score. 4-3. Serving again will be Scouten for the defenders. Scouten serve taken by Viterbo. They'll set middle, Geidel. Geidel kill. Geidel with the kill. She's got 14. And we're deadlocked at four apiece. 4-4 our score serving. Jurdy, taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasink outside Altena. Altena blocked at the net. The Turbo's starting to get that one figured out, so Altena gets blocked. She was having her way on the outside for much of the early part of this match. Serve taken by Granstra. Dort College down a point, dumped over the net by Gasink. Gasink with a kill. So Gasink with the kill, her second. Entering set three, set four, Altena was hitting right at 300 for the match. Drake serve taken by Krentz. Set goes to the middle, and banging it off the block is Biermeier. Biermeier with a sixth kill. And the Dort College defender lead has evaporated again, and they are down 6-5. Led briefly at 4-3. Viterbo has led 5-4 and now 6-5 in set number four. Dort College leads in the match, 2-1. Serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Altena. Altena with a touch. Point Dort College. Altena hits it off the top of the blocker, ties it up at 6-all. Emma Altena with her 10th kill, and the defenders tie it up 6-all. Jansen, low hard serve, controlled by Viterbo, set outside Sko. Covered by Scouten, saved by the defenders, pushed over the net by Gasink, and a point for Viterbo as they call an illegal contact on Gasink. So that'll be an attack error on Gasink, I guess. Not the official scorekeeper. Aaron Mulcahy with service. Mulcahy served, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasink. Gasink comes outside Horseman. Horseman with the gets blocked. Kick save by Jansen. Jansen unable to keep it in play. Point Viterbo. Viterbo was able to return the free ball that Dort College sent over after Jansen kept it alive with a kick. Viterbo leads 8-6. Taken by the defenders. Gasink comes back middle. Granstra. Granstra over the kill. Granstra with the kill. She's got 12. And the defenders trail 8-7 in set number four. Gasink, low hard serve, controlled by Viterbo. Set right side, blocked at the net. Krentz there for the cover, races out of the way, set outside Sko. Pushed over the net by Moss on the return. Here's a free chance for Viterbo, blocked at the net again. Viterbo will reload, set outside Sko. Sko blocked at the net, point Viterbo. It was blocked out of bounds. So Sko gets the kill. Sko with her sixth kill, and Viterbo leads it 9-7. Serve taken by Granstra, comes outside, and a double called on Gasing. Ball handling error on the defenders. Point Viterbo. 10-7 our score. Viterbo with a three-point cushion. Short serve taken by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. So Granstra with another kill for Brooke. That is her 13th unofficially. And the defenders back to within two at 10-8. Serving will be Granstra. Granstra jump serve controlled by Viterbo. Gran sets over to Wiersma. Pushed back by Keel on the block. Set back to Wiersma. Wiersma blocked at the net. Now an overpass. Keel with the swing. Keel with the kill! Elizabeth Keel gets the opportunity on the overpass to put it away. And the North College defenders back to within a point at 10-9. 10-9 our score, controlled by Viterbo. Gran sets outside. And with the kill around the block is Sierra Sko. Sko with her seventh. Sko with the kill. So Sko now with service. Sko's serve taken by Horstman. Gets it to Gasing. Gasing back to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman with another kill, her eighth. And the defenders trail by a point, 11-10. Serving is Paloma. Abby Paloma with service. Taken by Krentz. Outside set, Biermeier. Biermeier with a kill. Biermeier with her seventh. And Viterbo back in front by two at 12-10. 12-10 our score. Krentz serve taken by Moss, nearly an overpass. Gasing gets it back over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Krentz with a bump set to Biermeier. Biermeier blocked at the net by Moss and Keel. Point defenders. 12-11 our score. Dort College down one, set number four, leading the match 2-1. Serving will be Jill Scouten for the defenders. Scouten serves sideline, taken by Viterbo. Set goes to Geidel. Geidel unable to get up and get to it. She comes up a little lame, might have overextended herself there. They tried to go to a quick attack, and we're tied at 12-12. Let's see if she's able to remain mobile. Overpass, Altena pushes it down. 13-12, Dort College in front. Altena with a kill. She's got 11. And the defenders up by a point. Dort College has scored six of the last eight to take a one-point lead. Geidel with the attack right side. Now, I'm not sure she's 100% right now. They went instead to Wiersma. Wiersma with her seventh kill, and we're tied 13-all. 13-13 our score. Keep an eye on number 16 for Viterbo. Last couple of attacks, she hasn't looked full speed. Short serve taken by Scouten, gets it to Gasink. Bump set outside Altena. Altena blocked at the net, saved by Granstra. Gasink called for a double. Point Viterbo. Ball handling error on the defenders. 14-13 our score. Serving is Jess Jurdy. Serve taken by Dort College. Comes over to Keel. Keel blocked at the net. No, never made it over the net. Point Viterbo. So an attack error on Keel. Viterbo leads 15-13. And Viterbo serving with Jurdy. You need this point if you're Dort College. Taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Keel. Keel throws it over. Dort College in a tough rotation right now. Geidel out of the middle gets the kill. 16-13, and Dort College needs a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. They used their first. Both teams, well, neither team had used a timeout up to this point. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College went on a 6-2 spree to go from down 10-7 to up 13-12. Viterbo, though, has answered with a four-point run of their own. They now lead 16-13 after the kill by Geidel. Geidel, that last time attacking with no slide, not as much movement side to side, and she looked good there, but the last couple of attacks where she has tried to move side to side, did not look completely right. 16-13, our score. Serving is Jess Jurdy. Taken by Scout and overpass. Uh-oh, here we go. Viterbo with the attack out of the middle. Geidel. Geidel unable to put it down. Now they slide her to the right. Down the line. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Dort College. They moved her to the right with the attack for Geidel. So an attack error by Geidel. Dort College trailing 16-14. Serving is Drake. Drake's serve taken back lowing by Jurdy. Outside attack through the block. Dort College, Gaysink comes back over to Granstra, blocked at the net. And timing out the block was Geidel. Point Viterbo. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 17-14, Viterbo in front. Scouten, Gaysink, Granstra, swing, dug by Viterbo, and Jurdy gets it over to Krantz. Krantz kept it alive. Now Dort College loading up, and Granstra with a kill. Granstra with her 14th kill by my count, and the Dort College defenders back to within two. Low hard serve controlled by Viterbo, set right side, Geidel. Geidel through the block, taken by Drake, gets it over to Gaysink, outside Horstman. Horstman kill, 17-16. Horstman records the kill. Our score, short serve by Drake. Pushed back by Horstman. Dort College ties it up. Horstman wins out on the joust. Timeout, Viterbo. 17 all, set four. Dort College leads 2-1. Back with more after this. 17-17, our score. We're tied up. Dort College moments ago, down three. They've responded with three in a row. A kill by Granstra and a pair of kills from Horstman. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Summer Jansen with serve, taken by Viterbo. Gron sets, Geidel. Geidel, power tip, kill. So Geidel with the kill. Her 15th kill today, by my count. She might have more than that. And serving now is Mulcahy. So Viterbo back in front by a point. Each team has a timeout remaining. Taken by Dort College. Drake got it over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. We're tied 18 all. So another kill for Brooke Granstra, her fifth of set five, a four. Her 15th of the match by my count, and we're deadlocked at 18. Tie number 10 of set number four. Attack, middle, and a kill put down by Alyssa Herman. So Viterbo back in front by a point, 19-18. Serve taken by Granstra. Gets it over to Jansen. Jansen sets it to Horstman. Horstman with the kill. So Horstman with another kill, her 10th. 19-19, our score. Dort College with service. And Ryan DeLong has just been issued a yellow card for arguing what he thought should have been a double called on Summer Jansen, and Todd Karolchek issues the yellow card, controlled by Viterbo. Set right side, Wiersma, blocked at the net. Point Dort College! A block put up by the defenders, 20-19, our score. Serving for the defenders will be Granstra, so back-to-back points by Dort College. Granstra still with serve to the back line. Taken by Sko. Set goes outside. Blocked at the net. Dort College picks it out. Gaysink comes back. Granstra. Granstra off the tape. Dort College scrambling. Viterbo scrambling. Jansen kept it alive. Outside. Horstman. Kill! Coach DeLong, moments ago upset about a couple doubles that he thought should have been called. His team got a couple breaks, I thought, on that sequence, and finally it was Horstman that rises up and puts it away, and Jenna Horstman with her 11th kill, and Viterbo calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor. That's timeout number two for Viterbo, and the Dort College defenders lead it 21-19 in set number four. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And the Dort College defenders leading two sets to one. And very easily, this one could have been over already. Dort College lost set one, 28-26. So Dort College with service, Granstra serving. So Brooke Granstra with the serve to the back line. Taken by Viterbo. Gron sends it backside by Wiersma. Wiersma blocked at the net. Point Dort College. 22-19. Dort College up three. Ryan DeLong well out on the floor, trying to get his team refocused. Serve controlled by Viterbo. Gron will throw it back over to Wiersma again. Wiersma dug out by Jansen. It's shot on the line. Point Dort College. Jansen, you saw earlier the kick save. That one, a header. Ends up over the net. The clean dig by Jansen, and Dort College leading 23-20. And Granstra just a little bit too much juice on that one. Sends it long. And the Dort College defenders lead at 23-20. Serving for Viterbo is Sierra Sko. Served down the line, taken by Horstman. Gets it over to Gasing, back over to Keel. Keel cross court, dug by Viterbo, kept it alive, pushed over the net, controlled by Granstra, back over to Gasing. Now Moss, Moss kill! Haley Moss. Smoking it through. And the Dort College defenders leading 24-20 for the set and the match. Attack. Viterbo saved by Moss. Altena keeps it alive. Pushed over the net by Moss. Controlled by Viterbo. They'll load up. Set comes outside. Block put up by Dort College. Dort College wins! Keel gets the block on Sarah Beiermeier. And the Dort College defenders knock off the number one team in the country at the DeWitt Gymnasium tonight. Three sets to one, our final. Dort College loses set one, 28-26. They come back to win sets two, three, and four, 25-18, 25-22, and 25-20. Dort College improves this season to 17-3, and they hand Viterbo their first loss of the season at 26-1. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. For the first time in my memory, a number one team in the country comes to the DeWitt Gymnasium, and for the first time in my memory, Dort College comes away with a victory over a number one team in the country. Obviously, oftentimes, number one team is located in California, so tough to get them to come to the DeWitt. But Viterbo, earlier today, voted the number one team in the country, and we thought it was probably going to play out this way, that they would be number one, and they, in fact, were. And the Dort College defenders send them away with their first loss of the season against 26 straight wins to start the year. Dort College wins in four, 26-28, 25-18, 25-22, and 25-20. Here are the numbers. Dort College, 53 kills, 25 errors, 142 total attacks. Viterbo, 49, 33, and 145. Dort College, 197 for a kill efficiency. Viterbo, 110 for a kill efficiency. 50 digs for Viterbo, 47 for the defenders, 18 blocks for Dort College, 15 for Viterbo. Individually, Dort College's Brooke Granstra, 15 kills, Jenna Horstman, 12, Emma Altena ends up with 11. 5 for Elizabeth Keel. Haley Moss had 7. Jamie Gasink had a pair. Jamie Gasink, 44 total assists. Summer Jansen, 18 digs. Brooke Granstra, 10 digs. Jamie Gasink had 4 digs. Jill Scouten had 7. For Viterbo, Natalie Geidel had 16 kills. 11 for Alyssa Herman. 7 for Sierra Scoe. 7 for Sarah Biermeyer. 41 assists for Amelia Gron. 21 for Jennifer Krentz. And she had 21 digs, that is. Block assists, Elizabeth Keel, 1 solo, 9 block assists. Haley Moss, 1 and 5. Jenna Horstman, 3 solos over on the left side, 2 block assists. Emma Altina, 1 and 3. For Viterbo, Natalie Geidel was a load. She ended up with 1 solo and 7 block assists to go along with her 16 kills here this evening. Dort College comes away with a 3-1 set win over the Viterbo V-Hawks, and one of the junior back row specialists for Dort College has come over to join me, and Jill Scouten, congratulations. Big win for your team this evening, and I would imagine a pretty excited group looking forward to the rest of the week now.
Yes, for sure.
Tell me about this match. Viterbo comes in. We thought they were probably going to be the number one team in the country. Any different feel in practice yesterday as you prepared for this team, or was it business as usual?
You know, we just come every day ready to get after it. We knew we had a tough opponent today, and I think yesterday we just went after it just as hard as we usually do, but there was that extra edge, you know, knowing we had Viterbo today. But, yeah, we really got after it in practice yesterday, and I thought it really helped us today too.
What was the scouting report on this Viterbo team from a back row specialist standpoint? What did Coach Hansen want the back row to be keying on and watching, especially closely and acting on?
We knew they had big hitters, so we were ready for that. We prepared for some of their shots yesterday, too. And staying consistent in the back row and getting as many balls up as we can.
I saw you taking some extra work earlier today, getting some serve-receive in terms of your serve receptions today against a very good Viterbo team. I would imagine pretty happy with how your team played. I mean, in terms of serve-receive, how your team played.
Yeah, for sure. We started off a little slow on serve-receive, but we just kept encouraging each other and telling each other we were going to get the next pass, and that's what we did, and it really helped us in the long run.
Jill Scouten, a junior, Sioux Center, Iowa, and I would imagine it wasn't a real tough, well, probably a tougher decision than people realize for the college, but you've grown up around Dort College volleyball, a junior now in the program. What drew you to Dort College to continue playing volleyball?
Well, Dort's been a part of my life since growing up around here, and I've always known I've wanted to go to Dort. Playing volleyball was definitely a good choice. I wanted to play volleyball at college, and Coach Hansen recruited me, and I was excited about that, and yeah, I'm just excited to be a part of this program.
What's your major? What's your field of study?
Physical education.
Okay, and dream job for Jill Scouten in a year and a half when you're done with student teaching and looking for a job. What's your dream job?
I would like to be either a PE teacher in a high school, anywhere really, or even I'm looking into getting into like sports ministry, so working at like a sports camp or something like that.
All right. Well, enjoy the evening. Come back ready to go. We got a match again tomorrow, so can't overlook Mount Marty down at Yankton. Got to get back at it tomorrow. Quick turnaround.
Yes.
Very good. Thanks, Jill Scouten. That's Jill Scouten talking about today's contest with the Viterbo V-Hawks. The Dort College defenders getting a win today over the number one team in the country, 3-1. And Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me. And Coach Hansen, first of all, congratulations on a win. I said before you came out, to my memory, I don't remember a number one team in the country coming into the DeWitt. We've had some top five teams before, but a number one team in my 15 years here we have not had. And a little something extra tonight. Your team seemed really focused from the start this evening.
Thanks, Mike. So many things to say, and a very, very exciting match. For the national rankings to come out today, for them to happen to be number one today, they are a very, very established program year in, year out there at the national tournament. This is actually our first win over Viterbo since I've been here at Dort. So that's been in the back of my mind. Of course, I don't share that with the group because it's not about each year past. It's just about the match in front. And for our group to come out and play focused volleyball, like you said, was a joy. It really was a joy to see them slough off errors and points for Viterbo and really celebrate points on our scoreboard and just keep working together. This was truly a joyful volleyball match, and we're still growing. We're still young.
Let's begin with your serve reception, which I looked at, and I thought that was the area that maybe concerned me the most because Viterbo has such good serve numbers. They serve aggressively. They've got some women with high service aces. You not only handled that, but you were able to get in system for the most part against that serving.
We did. We adjusted throughout the early part of the match. You know, Jamie was scrambling a decent amount, chasing down some of our serve receive passes. But as that match continued, I think our serve receive gained more confidence. We settled into being patient and keeping that ball, you know, closer to the net. And again, I've said it before, give Jamie Gaysink the ball anywhere in system. Let any of our hitters take a swing at it, and I love our point production opportunities against any team.
Jenna Horstman ends up with 33 total attack attempts. That surprised me that she led you in that category. Ends up with 12 kills. Brooke Granstra, 30. Emma Alton, 26 attacks. Elizabeth Keel, 25. Haley Moss, 22. Just quickly glancing, top 33, low end 22. That's very balanced.
It is balanced, and it's a staple of our offense. We don't keep track of them in the sense of hey, Jamie, you have to set this player now. She sets on instinct. She sets based on the blockers through the net. She sets based on our rotations, and she also sets anyone she has confidence in, and you can see that distribution. She loves her hitters. We love them, and our service passers, give Jamie that opportunity.
Haley Moss, a little sluggish, and then right out of the chute and set four, she got two of your first 3 points. And I always wonder, is that something that you talk about at all, but you're telling me you don't in between sets, that you weren't looking to get her involved? That was just a matter, that was a product of the play?
Actually, it's funny you say that about that specific situation. I did tell Jamie, hey, let's get an opportunity here for Haley. Now, I'm not taking credit at all. Jamie's the one who delivers that ball. But the timing of that unique situation, it doesn't always happen like that. We do look at the numbers. We do see where can we score points, what's their block and defense doing that our hitters can exploit. And those are some of the things we'll relay briefly to Jamie, but we really do let her set on instinct. And, a lot of teams have been keying in on Haley running that one-foot takeoff in the middle. So it's something that we've been aware of, and wanted to protect Haley because it's an effective route, and Jamie found her at those right moments later in the match.
What was the scouting report on Viterbo coming in? Obviously a very good team. What did you feel like you had to key? I mean, you can talk about all the different things in the world that you're going to key on, but you've got to settle in on one or two things. What were those couple things that you really wanted to stop?
We were preparing for their right side attack, number 17. She just has a unique enough approach and scores enough points for them that for our left side blocking, we wanted to make sure we were prepared to defend against her. And number 16, we knew she was their go-to hitter. So it was being self-disciplined as blockers and getting our feet out in a good spot, not only to score on the block, which was a beautiful opportunity for us tonight with, 18 blocks, but we also needed our blockers to trust our defenders behind them. So blocking against 16, and then just making some blocking adjustments out on their left side hitters. They get quite a bit of production out of their left sides. That was a key focus point for us, defending their left sides, number 16 as their middle, and the ball control. We had to really produce some stress on them from the service line, and I can't ask for a better group of serving streaks. Brooke was back there, Jamie was back there, Abby Palomo's back there, Summer, name the servers, they were all back there in those rotations scoring points for us, giving our defense an opportunity.
Okay, Coach, you knock off the number one team in the country. Congratulations. 23 hours from now, you've got a conference match on the road. And then you follow that up with another conference match against the number two team in the country on Saturday. Your work this week is not finished.
That is true. And the match, you know, I'm not going to be cliche here. The Mount Marty match, we talked about in the locker room just now, that match is the most important match we need to focus on. And whether it's match point, you know, or 0-0 on the scoreboard, we have to come out and play our best volleyball. And that's the neat part to this group, my team. We are really getting some neat strides going of confidence and chemistry.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Good win for your team. Obviously, you hope it's a benchmark win possibly for your team in the first of three this week. But for the evening at least, very entertaining. And thanks for stopping by after the win.
For sure. Thanks so much, Mike. We want to remember Megan Krausman. She's doing great today after some shoulder surgery. Praise the Lord for that. Megan, you were here with us even though you're recovering. We're praying for you and look forward to having you back with us soon.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for our broadcast. Once again, the Dort College Defenders knock off the Turbo in four. Final set scores, 26-28, 25-18, 25-22, and 25-20. Women's soccer score just in from earlier today. Morningside defeats Dort College 6-2 in Sioux City. So the Morningside Mustangs upend Dort College in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Volleyball. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.